Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The first line of an article in the Medford, Oregon paper of March 15, 1936 reads, "Appearing as a soloist with the Medford, Oregon Junior Symphony is Marcia Van Dyke, 13-year-old Grants Pass violinist." Van Dyke's music teacher had high hopes for her, but no one could have imagined how far her virtuosity would take her. Within 10 years, she became the first woman violinist with the San Francisco Symphony and toured the United States with the orchestra. Life magazine, which liked to feature up-and-coming stars, ran Van Dyke's photo on the cover on January 19, 1948. Soon she was in Hollywood making In the Good Old Summertime with Judy Garland and Van Johnson. She made a couple more movies and some TV shows, then appeared on Broadway in A Tree Grows in Brooklyn with Shirley Booth in 1951. As Van Dyke's acting career wound down, she continued playing violin into the 1970s for both the New York Philharmonic and the New York Opera Companies. Southern Oregon considered itself Van Dyke's home, and she retired in 1990 in Ashland. There she actively supported classical music in the Rogue Valley until she died in 2002. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.